You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Eduvos. A couple of weeks ago, in around mid-February, I had the pleasure of speaking to the Eduvos CEO, Siggy Brownlee, around some of the innovative courses and offerings that the Eduvos team has. And we touched on a couple of things, especially around the future of education and where education is headed, and some of the unique offerings that an institution like Eduvos is able to offer. We're once again digging into that conversation because there is so much to unpack where it relates to some of the useful things that we might be growing into as we step into a different type of education, more digital education, more distance-based learning, but also more advanced learning from what we may traditionally know. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Rian Steenberg, who is the Director of Operations at the NetEd Group, to take a look at some of these offerings. Good evening, Dr. Steenberg. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the general future of technology and embracing the future of technology where it comes to education. Obviously, this is something that can be the difference maker between sort of setting up the next generation for being able to compete globally and having a country that is sort of lagging behind if it's not done right.
Absolutely. And I think we all appreciate that technology is shaping the future. Right now, I think every single one of us, whether we're working or we're setting up a future, is asking how AI will impact us. And we see that there is a big need for technology skills in every discipline or faculty. And that's also why we've integrated at Eduvos our specific technology skills into every single one of our courses and make sure that people understand this fourth industrial revolution and even the fifth industrial revolution, where we're talking about how will we one day very soon be working with and possibly for machines. And so I think it's very important that everybody takes the time to determine where they stand in terms of the technology spectrum, to also ask what kind of skills can I be taking on in order to enhance my career, but also to become that attractive candidate for a potential employer. You really want to have technology on your CV. But then as well, I want to say that we must also ask from a career perspective, what are the things that we need to be able to do that has nothing to do with technology, the things that can't be automated and the things that are really important for us to do. And I think that higher learning comes to mind immediately. And that's why higher education is important. And where we then specifically look at how to learn to successfully manage systems, processes, resources, and teams in challenging economic environments. And then constantly looking at how we could utilize, for example, our management skills, our creativity, and our critical thinking, so that we really make a difference in the world of work.
Dr. Steenberg, you mentioned something around the fourth industrial revolution and the advantages that that will then bring. Let's dig into that in a bit more detail. Should we be looking at certain types of skills or certain focus areas that might be more useful in the fourth industrial revolution? I mean, off the top of my head, I remember when I spoke to the CEO, Siggy, we touched on artificial intelligence, but we also touched on things around robotics. And we looked at the fact that there are a lot of developments happening in these sort of areas. Is this somewhere where those that are looking to further their education and further their knowledge base should be focusing?
Oh, definitely. I think something that we've done specifically is a higher certificate in computing, okay, where we look at how can I, as a working professional, and somebody that is interested in just augmenting my skills, understand things like data analytics, system architectures, even gaming development, because a lot of things are being gamified. I really also looking at strategic information systems, website design and development, cloud computing, and cybersecurity being a massive, massive area of interest. And then the big ones are also data analytics. So I think if you're a professional in business today and you're not thinking about how you can get those skills, you are setting yourselves up to be automated away. While in every profession, whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, or a medical professional, these are things that you need to have a perspective on, because the world around you is changing very, very fast. So to your question, I think absolutely this is a time to focus on building those skills and reskilling yourself for the future.
The world certainly is changing, and I mean the educational platform that is EduVos and the offering that comes through from EduVos is not limited in scope in terms of the individuals that can sign up to reskill themselves. And I just think about those working professionals that have not had these educational experiences in the past, but that may want to enroll for them on a part-time basis, or whether it's from a distance learning perspective. EduVos can accommodate something like that, or those sorts of individuals.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. There are part-time studies and online studies, and we do something interesting, which is online full-time. So you work with a lecturer full-time after hours, you can specifically be a working professional and spend the time then with a lecturer and really get taken through the material in a constructive way. We also have a lot of short courses available, ranging from leadership and emotional intelligence to managing teams, managing finances, managing operations, and many other areas. So it really does cater for everybody and their specific lifestyle. If you're a school leaver, obviously that you would want to do this as fast as possible. So we have full-time options, but also part-time options for people that are leaving school but can't necessarily afford to study full-time. So you want to go into a workplace but really advance your career by building up the skill over time. And then we doing the part-time options, and those then give you a little bit longer before you can complete, so that you can focus both on work and advancing your studies. And we find that that's an increasingly popular option. I think as economic times are a little bit tough and people are struggling a bit, it's good that you can start with a module, finish it, then move on to the next module and finish it, and so build up your qualification over time. And we accommodate all of that.
Dr. Steenberg, I want to come back to that conversation you touched on around the soft skills. Obviously, those are not often publicized or not often seen, but they become very, very important, whether you're a young graduate, whether you're an experienced professional. How does an environment like EduVos continue to promote the right kinds of soft skills based on maybe the areas of interest, or perhaps even the specific industry roles that you might be looking at?
Absolutely. And thank you for that question. I really appreciate it, because I think soft skills are the new hard skills. And I think that that's what we have to realize is we've got a generation that grew up with computers every day. They've got cell phones, they've got apps that have told them anything, and they've got the world's knowledge at their fingers. But what they do need is an ability to work with others. So that's also why we specifically in all of our programs have focuses on work skills, work integration. So we take people to industry, we show them what it looks like, we help them to work in teams. So there's a whole range of soft skills, and we're actually working now on a program where we're bringing some other non-traditional skills into the mix in terms of helping people understand how to manage their personal finances, how things like medical aids and related things work, because I think that it's a real issue that, and we speak to medical aid providers that say that there's young people and they don't really think that they need this. So we're constantly looking at what can we do to put the right skills and tools in front of people to enhance the employability, and also to make sure that they are relevant in the workplace, because it is a lot about how do you manage people, how do you understand your emotional intelligence, how do you really understand how finances work, and that being a practical skill, because what we find is that you can get the information online, but it doesn't mean that you understand how this applies to you. And so we're spending a lot of time on that. And we're seeing the fruit. A lot of people have said that our graduates are very well-rounded. And there's a whole range of courses that is coming up that helps people in those directions.
Certainly an award-winning institution that helps better prepare all its candidates for the real world. We'll leave it at that, Dr. Steenberg. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Dr. Rian Steenberg, who is the Director of Operations at the NetEd Group, joining me to reflect on some of the product offerings and unique services that EduVos brings. This interview was brought to you by EduVos. Your education, your future.
Choose award-winning private higher education. Join EduVos for their Block 2 intake starting 13 May. Whether you're a working professional seeking to upskill or a student beginning your studies, EduVos has what you need to succeed with over 20 accredited qualifications, internationally recognized. Matrix can also get a head start. Pre-enroll for 2025 to secure your seat at one of EduVos's 12 campuses nationwide. There's still time to shape your future. Visit EduVos.com. EduVos. Your education, your future. You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.